Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, 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 welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. As always, you are welcome to participate with this show no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening. You can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Just tell us who you are, where you're from, and feel free to ask a question of myself or my guest. Joining us shortly, Christine Carlson, international best-selling author of the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. She's got a new book, after so many years, after touching millions of lives. New book in the Don't Sweat series. I'm so excited. It's Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. Christine will be on in 1 minute. After I say what up to the Better Today community, keep doing what you're doing. Never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Get out there and make a difference. In this day and age, so many people embracing their spirituality. I think it's such a beautiful thing. But don't forget, in doing so, you don't have to turn your back on your humanity. Get out there and participate. One of the most spiritual things you can do is embrace your humanity. Participate not only in your own journey, but in those around you. The power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. You want something different, you got to be it. You have to be it. As Gandhi said, you got to be the change you wish to see. Get out there and don't just beg for it. Get out there and be that change. I want to get to the show because I'm excited. Christine Carlson is an international best-selling author. The Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series that was started by her late husband, Richard Carlson, has touched millions, over 25 million copies of the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series worldwide. And Christine brings this platform back, this powerful wisdom in simple living. We've talked on this show many times about how life is simple. It's just not easy. This brings it back to not sweating the small stuff. And she lays out in this new book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms, she lays out these simple ways, strategies, ideas. It's got humor in a way that only Christine can write. I'm super excited for this book. It comes out today, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. And we're excited and honored to have her on the show. Christine Carlson, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks, Steve. It's so awesome to be on your show again.
How great does it feel to have this book finally hit the shelves?
Wow. Well, it's, you know, as you know, the book's been a long birthing process. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's really been something because it's the first book in 9 years to be added to the series. So it was quite, in some ways, unexpected for me to write this book. But it's absolutely awesome. I'm so happy that it's out there, it's ready, and I think it's a great book. I'm really, really pleased with it.
Well, you know, what's great about this book, and I have the fortune of knowing you, and I'm sure I've said this to you before privately, you are this book. Like, this book is when you say I birthed this book, you're not kidding. You are this book. You go through this in your life. These are years, many of your own experiences, your reflections on other people's experiences. How is this shaped? Did you have a certain idea of motherhood when you started writing this book? And what does it feel like to really reflect on being a mom for all these years?
Yeah, well, nobody knows better than you. I mean, what your audience may not know is that after one of our first shows, 2 years ago, right? 2 years ago, after that, I called you up and I asked you to be my life coach and my business coach. And so I had the great pleasure of having Steve Maraboli be, you know, my coach, which you can just imagine for your listeners. I'm sure you're all just like, oh, my God, was she the luckiest woman in the world? And, yes, I was. I knew from our first show that we did that you'd be a great coach. And so Steve knows all too well that this truly was a birthing experience for me, because when I was first asked to write it, remember when I sat down and I was like, oh, this is not going to be, this will be a great book to write. But I had never anticipated that I would go back into the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. So I had a leap to make there. And then I didn't anticipate what I would go through to get to a place where I felt was a place where I could really relate to all moms again to write this book. And I didn't anticipate the great process that this book took me into, the feeling of responsibility that I had to really deliver the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff philosophy at its best for moms. And, you know, and that was great. That took about a month. And remember, I was sweating all the way through that. And then finally, inspiration came, and this book was, you know, it started to flow, and it really birthed. And, you know, I was so lucky to have you to hold my hand along the way, and other, you know, great moms to talk to. And I just learned so much about myself as a mom and the kind of mom that I am and the kind of mom that I was. And this book is full of just tried and true advice, really, that It's like what Steve Jobs says. You can't really connect the dots in life until you're looking back on them. And this book was that for me, that I couldn't write this book when I was in motherhood because I was overwhelmed. And like everybody else in parenting, it's hard. You have to take a step back. But all the chapters in this book are the things that I learned about that really worked for me as a mom and that didn't work for me as a mom. So it really was an amazing process, and I think that this is really going to be a great inspirational tool for moms, which is what I had hoped to do. So,
well, you know, in many ways, it's a celebration of motherhood. You know, once it started flowing, we probably could have had 10 books. I mean, the community response, the Don't Sweat community response, was huge, and once you start talking about this, there's so many different directions you can take this and so many different experiences of being a mom. But I mean, you cover, and folks, we're speaking with Christine Carlson, and she's the author of the new book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. The website is don'tsweatmoms.com. It comes out today. And Chris, it was 3 years ago to the day, the first time you were on the show, which is the first time you and I met.
Oh, 3 years ago. Oh, my God.
Yep. April 10th, 2009, to the day, and this book comes out. And the Don't Sweat series itself, it was tremendously impactful on my own views on life and getting through difficult situations of my own. And you mentioned the responsibility of it. Now, you had co-written some of the Don't Sweat books. Do you feel that the responsibility of representing the Don't Sweat platform really did keep you on your toes in presenting the best book? Because this book, from cover to cover, is top shelf stuff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It is. I mean, it is a great book for moms because it covers everything. It's like there's chapters in there for toddlers and teens, which I don't really think raising toddlers and teens is really that different. After doing both, I can tell you that teenagers are just a little bit more sophisticated than toddlers. So basically, when you're dealing with a two-year-old and you're dealing with a teen, it's pretty much the same thing. And I just think that this book has all the chapters in it that really inspire women to take care of themselves, to take care of themselves, because taking care of themselves first is really taking care of their family. And I think as a culture, we haven't been trained very well to do that as women. We're sort of taught to be martyrs in some way. And I think that this generation of women in particular, with all the opportunity that we have as women today, we sort of got caught in really being stuck in that whole Wonder Woman complex of superhero. Like, oh, my God, we have to be chefs and chauffeurs and logistic managers, and we work part or full time, and we're single or married, and we're taking care of our parents. And there's so much for women to do today, and it's not that there hasn't always been a lot for women to do, but today especially, I think women are more overwhelmed and stressed out than they've ever been.
You know, and you made it clear, and you wanted them to know right away, it's the first chapter in the book, that there's no such thing as a perfect mom.
Yeah. Well, I you know, one of the things that I struggled with and have always struggled with as a teen and onward was just that whole idea that you have to do everything perfectly all the time. You have to be all things to all people. And I remember when I was a young mom and the pressure I felt of, you know, working and being a mom and being the best mom that I could, I there was so much pressure. And when I really let myself off the hook and say, and I would say to myself, you know, Chris, you don't have to do everything perfectly all the time. That's when I started to really actually be the best mom that I could be, because then you're being real and you're also allowing your kids to be real. You're showing them who you are authentically and not, you know, this stressed out, made up version of yourself that you're trying to hold it all together. Holding life and living life are two very different things. And when I let go of holding the perfect life, I really began to start living my life as a mom and living with a lot more joy.
And that's a really powerful thing to say when you free yourself from that story, that need for perfection, is when you actually were able to experience your life fullest.
Yes, yes. I mean, perfectionism is like being locked under a mountain of expectation, you know, just this huge mountain of expectation. And there's a lot of fear in that. There's a fear that you're driven by fear that you're not enough, that you're not going to be able to do it, by culture, like saying, you know, you have to give everything to your kids all the time. And any time we're driven by fear, there's like a lack of authenticity that happens. And I think that's like why I decided that was the perfect first chapter in this book, like just to tell moms right up front, look, take a sigh of relief. Say to yourself, I don't have to be the perfect mother. And how good does that feel? To just admit, because you're going to be, if you're reading the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms book, I guarantee you're already a great mom, because you wouldn't pick up a book like that unless you were a super conscious parent.
And you know, what's great about all these chapters, and folks, there's a hundred different chapters, and it covers just about everything. Were there any chapters that really resonated with you a little extra that you were really feeling while you were writing this book?
Well, yeah, you know, just about how to build resiliency in your kids. That was like a really a big one, about not giving your kids too much. You know, one of the things that I think that our generation has sort of lost, and maybe it's because we're a little bit further from our immigrant ancestors, you know, that we've sort of lost this idea that that maybe hard work and maybe allowing our kids to take some risks when they're younger, maybe fall down and not catch them so quick, you know, that there's some real growth that kids have when they can fall down and pick themselves up. And you know, it's like parents do so much for their kids now that I think there's something that we hover too close, and that there's something that's lost in that for this generation. They think that everything that they have should be given to them, as opposed to, you know, their work ethic isn't quite as hard as what we had when we were younger, and our parents worked even harder than we did, you know. So I think that was a chapter that really surprised me, because I didn't realize how traditional I was, like how truly my value system is very traditional, and that I realized that there are different things that I did like this. I did too much for my kids at different times, and I also realized that I was doing too much and would pull back as a parent. And I felt that was just a huge thread for parents today, for them to realize that you don't, that there's some real value in what previous generations offered us in their parenting. And one of them was a little bit of benign neglect was okay, you know, like,
yeah, right.
It's like, you don't have to be like so immersed in your kids that you lose your own sense of who you are and your life. And I think that's a very common problem that women have today too. And I've also fallen into that category at different times in my life, where I would just be so immersed in running my household and my family's life that I was lacking a sense of passion within myself, because I wouldn't be able to figure out where I fit into my own life. And I think that's a very common mistake that women make today, because it is so all-consuming.
Well, you're right, and I remember reading that in the book where you talk about the list, the to-do list, and finding where you belong in that list, and most moms and women put themselves last on that list when in fact you point out that's the worst place to be.
Yeah, no, it is, because it's like what they tell you on the airplane. You know, it feels a little counterintuitive when they say, you know, when the oxygen masks come down, you know, put it on yourself before you assist the parent or child next to you. And it may feel really counterintuitive when you hear that statement, but it makes a lot of sense for the obvious reasons. And, you know, one of the things in my life right now is I'm going to be speaking for the American Heart Association, and I've realized that, you know, heart disease is the number one killer among women. And, if you put genetics aside, you have to ask, well, why are women and young women dying today of heart disease? And, you know, it's because of all this pressure and this fear, and they're doing so much. It's because they're now, you know, they're oftentimes the number one income earner in their household, but they're still a mom. And they're carrying the weight of the responsibility of mom, and they're working full-time. And that's just a whole lot for women to do. And one of the key themes in the book is that, you know, you can't really wait for your life to calm down. You have to calm down within your life. You have to become peaceful and centered and be able to be the eye of the storm, and have chaos moving around you. And because life is never going to calm down. And as you know, in my life, I mean, my life has done anything but calm down. Even though my kids are grown now, you know, I have more responsibility and more on my plate than I ever have. And I have to, you know, with what we do for a living and stuff, I have to show up peaceful in that. And so I practice peace in my life every single day. I wake up and I, you know, have a peaceful start to my day, you know, that includes spiritual reading. It includes, you know, coffee and tea and inspirational music, yoga, stretching, and hiking. And that's how I start my day, because I know that cultivating peace within is my only true savior in the rest of my life, because I don't see that it's going to calm down anytime soon.
Wow, you know, I love what you said. You can't wait for your life to calm down. You have to calm down within your life. I love that. And folks, this brilliant woman you're listening to is Christine Carlson. She is the author of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. Hit the stores today. Simple ways to stress less and enjoy your family more. The website is don'tsweatmoms.com. That's don'tsweatmoms.com. If you're listening through our website, you can just click on Christine's name and it'll take you right to Don't Sweat Moms. .com. Feedback at AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show, or you could feedback through our website in the instant feedback form. Getting tons of feedback, I promise you. I will get to as many as I can. And yes, Christine will be here the entire hour. Chris, you write about calming down inside, and something that I've appreciated about the way that you live is that you are a grateful person. Can you talk about where gratitude falls in line with that, calming the chaos within?
Yeah, well, you know, as you cultivate more peace in your life, what happens is, you know, you really have the opportunity to expand in your gratitude, because as you slow down, your life doesn't slow down, but as you slow down, you can really notice what's really great about your life and notice what you have. And I mean, the key to life, like one of my favorite quotes that Richard said, was that the key to life is not wanting what you have, it's having what you, or it's not having, what is it?
It's not having what you want, it's wanting what you have.
It's not having what you want, it's wanting what you have. And, you know, that is one of, like, the major keys of life, is just to be able to slow down and notice what's in front of you, notice all of the great blessings of your life. And when you're focused on that, then, you know, when the other stuff happens in life, it's going to happen. It's just that you're immersed in gratitude, and you see that life rolls all different ways, you know, and it's just a really great way to keep your attitude positive. And it also, it's like gratitude in a family really begins with you. If you want to, there's all sorts of great ideas, great chapters about growing gratitude within a family. But really, if you want your kids to be grateful, it really starts with you having a grateful attitude. And everything that we do as parents, it really isn't do as I, it's not do as I, oh God, I'm really mixed up today. You're going to have to help me out with all these things that I have. It's do as I do, not do as I say.
It's do as I do, right.
Do as I do. The action speaks so much louder than words. And that has always been the case, even though that old adage that, you know, people used to say, do as I say and not as I do, that's absolutely false. That kids really watch how we are in this world. They watch how we be. And if you want your children to have good values, then, you know, chances are they will if they're watching their parents demonstrate those.
And you make a great point, because you're right. They're going to be watching. And one of the things that I love about this book is there's no judgment anywhere. There's no, hey, you're doing this wrong. It's insights. It's laughing. It's laughing at your mistakes, laughing at your kids' mistakes, and also putting it in the big picture. I think that throughout the years, I'm a fan of the Don't Sweat series. I think the Don't Sweat series and this book included has a great way, Christine, of helping you see the big picture during the little chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's what the whole series is about. It's like, if you allow the minutia of life to get you down, I mean, life is made up of minutia. It really is. And you can't allow the things that go wrong to get you down, because there's plenty of big stuff that's waiting for you to happen every single day. And you know, if we're spending all of our life energy worrying about or stewing or just being focused on the minor annoyances of life, then what are we really doing with our lives? You know, our life requires big attention from us. And that happens when you free up your energy to focus on really, you know, living your life. And then you live the life that you have to its fullest. If you're focused on the small stuff that goes wrong and the minor annoyances of life, that's living a very small life. It really is. It's there's plenty of big stuff. There's big joy to experience, and there's other big stuff that comes your way too. And you want to, you know, really reserve. It's like having a reserve life force in a way by practicing not sweating the small stuff.
And you discuss freeing yourself of the burden of comparison, accepting your uniqueness. I think that's something that especially today's empowered women, empowered mom, empowered children definitely need to know, is accepting your uniqueness. I love that you celebrate this in the book.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and just bringing that up for parents, like one of the things that always used to get me was parents used to say that they parented their kids all exactly alike. And I would just look at them and I'd be like, really? How do you do that? Because I just see kids. I mean, kids are as unique as many different flowers or plant species on the planet. You know, everybody brings their own unique flavor to this world. And I think the greatest parents see their kids as uniquely different. And, you know, there's different learning styles. There's different ways of communicating. You know, and you really, it's as a great parent, it really takes your all your instincts, you know, tune into all your instincts with your child and speak to them in a way that they can hear you speak and also, you know, working with them in their learning style and celebrating what they're really good at, you know, taking the pressure off of kids on things. Like, you may have a great athlete in the house that isn't such a great academic student. You know, I'm not saying that you don't let that you let them get by with not doing their homework, but being conscious parent means that you really sit down and acknowledge that, you know, maybe this child is really good at this and maybe they're not so great at that. You might find ways to bring that, you know, to the surface, find ways to help strengthen them, but accept them as they are. And isn't that just a beautiful healing capacity that we have as a mother and a father to love our kids as they are? And how many people, you know, I mean, I think that's like how you could feel really good about being a great mom, is to just really know that you really do unconditionally love your children.
Is there anything that surprised you when you reached out and and ask the Don't Sweat moms out there to send you their stories and their questions. Is there anything that surprised you? I know that you received a lot of information and circumstances about bullying and social media bullying, and we're definitely going to get that after the break because a lot of the feedback coming in is about that. But was there anything aside from bullying that really stood out to you of how moms felt about being moms?
Yeah, well, you know, what was super surprising is just how moms, you know, they beat themselves up for the mistakes that they feel like they make as a mom. Like their mom, that was really shocking because it's amazing how many great moms don't see themselves as a great mom. That it's almost like this weird feminine weakness that we have is to point to our deficiency model as opposed to really look at the things we do right. And one of the things I really wanted to point to for moms in this book was that really take a really strong stand for the 99 things that you do right and give yourself, cut yourself some slack for the one thing that you do wrong. And, you know, what I have always said to my kids and what I believe in is that in showing your kids that you are fallible is that one of the greatest gifts that you can give your kids because it puts everybody at the human level. And, you know, and it also lets them off the hook, too. It lets them feel like they're human, too, and it's okay when they make a mistake. It's not the end of the world. You know, the true test of strength is not that you don't fall down. It's that you get back up when you fall, and that's the true test of strength as a human being. And kids are no different in the way, you know, I was just surprised at how moms were really, you know, really beating themselves up dramatically for the things that they didn't feel good about.
The new book is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms, Simple Ways to Stress Less and Enjoy Your Family More. We're having a great conversation with Christine Carlson. She's the author. I want you to check out don'tsweatmoms.com. That's don'tsweatmoms.com. This interview is flying by. We're already halfway done. We're going to take a quick break. While we're on break, I want you to make sure you check don'tsweatmoms.com. That's don'tsweatmoms.com. If you're listening through our website, just click on Christine's name, and it'll take you right to her website. Again, the newest book in the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series, 25 million copies. Do you guys have any idea how huge that is? The newest in the series, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms, by Christine Carlson. Make sure you get a copy. Share. These are the type of books you share. Celebrating moms, celebrating empowered women. You can't do any better than that for society as far as I'm concerned. Again, don'tsweatmoms.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'll get some of your feedback. Some great questions coming in. Keep them coming. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. Don't move. Just like your capacity for life, happiness, and success is immeasurable. Day after day, countless people across the globe get on the scale in search of validation of beauty and social acceptance. Get off the scale. I have yet to see a scale that can tell you how enchanting your eyes are. I have yet to see a scale that can show you how wonderful your hair looks when the sun shines its glorious rays on it. I have yet to see a scale that can thank you for your compassion, sense of humor, and contagious smile. Get off the scale because I have yet to see one that can admire you for your perseverance when challenged in life. It's true, the scale can only give you a numerical reflection of your relationship with gravity. That's it. It cannot measure beauty, talent, purpose, life force, possibility, strength, or love. Don't give the scale more power than it has earned. Take note of the number, then get off the scale and live your life. You are beautiful.
The power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
Never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
You with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me. You have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like a nothing. You with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded. You picking on the weaker man.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the truth and being free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our website, thebettertoday.com. Thebettertoday.com, we've got programs running in 46 countries. You heard me, 46 countries. And we're still growing, folks. I'm just getting started. Make sure you check out thebettertoday.com. Check out stevemaraboli.com. And every single show we have ever done, over 1,000 hours of radio available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. We don't ask you for anything. You don't pay for it. I don't even want your email address. All I want you to do is share this stuff. The whole purpose of everything we do is to make sure the arms of empowerment can reach out and embrace everybody 100% free. Make sure you check out empoweredlivingradio.com and share. Tell other people about what we're doing. Share this information. If it inspires you, it'll inspire someone else. You tell them about our authors, our friends, our seminars. Let them know about folks like Christine Carlson who are writing fantastic books like Don't Sweat the Small Stuffs or Moms. Tell them we're all on the same team and in this together. And as Dr. King said, either we go up together or we go down together. Folks, let's go up together. Share. EmpoweredLivingRadio.com. And we are having a fantastic conversation with international best-selling author and my dear friend, Christine Carlson. Her new book is the newest in the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. It's called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. Hits the stores today. These are the type of books you're going to want to keep a copy for yourself and get another copy to share. Simple ways to stress less and enjoy your family more and keep the feedback coming, folks. We're going to start with feedback. We're going to go with Gloria. Gloria is in San Diego, and she writes, "Hey, Steve, excellent guest. Can you please ask Ms. Carlson how she dealt with the peer pressure from other moms? You know what you want for your kids, and sometimes you know it's different than what you want what they want for their kids, schools, colleges, even punishments, etc. How did she deal with peer pressure from other moms? Thank you in advance."
Oh, wow. That's a great question, and I do address that in this book because that is huge. That is huge for moms to figure out, like, what when they're hearing all this expert advice. You know, the truth is that you are the expert in your home. You are the only expert in your home. Nobody knows your family like you do, Gloria, and that's how I feel about it, and that's the chapter that I wrote in this book about that subject directly, is that a mom who's empowered really knows that about herself, that sure, you can take advice, like you can take it in, but in the end, you know, you're the one that has to decide. And believe me, I have gone through different times in my life where I bought into more of the cultural fear than others. And I'll tell you what, you know, when you really feel that you're acting out of fear, that's a time to really sit back and really analyze, really decide what's in your heart, what is best for your family. And a real empowered mom will do that, and she'll just decide, and she knows that she knows what's best for her family.
And we're going to keep going. So much feedback. I love this. I love that this community is getting together. We're going to go with Janet. Janet's in Toronto, Canada, and she says, "Hello from your northern neighbor. Please give Ms. Carlson a hug for me. Could you please ask her how she can go from watchful mom to mom defending her kids? Sometimes I feel as though I want to personally bully my kids' bullies, but I know as a spiritual person I shouldn't. But how do you find that balance of having the watchful eye and not becoming the bully yourself? Please help.
Well, there's a chapter in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. There's a couple of chapters. There's one called No More Bullying, and then there's another called Minimize Your Mama Drama. And, you know, what she talks about here is a very fine line about what moms have to dance. You know, I think the most important thing is to look at how your child is responding to any situation that's a social situation. And certainly the dramatic bully situations are not things that we should leave our kids to attend to on their own. I mean, if your kid is finally talking to you about it, chances are it's pretty bad. And there's the chapter in this book called No More Bullying, and I have a bunch of pointers and tips in there about how you can handle bullying at school. And, you know, the biggest thing is that you really want to keep your child communicating with you about it. One of the surprising things that I realized when we dealt with bullies in school was that it really helped my kids to understand that bullies of all kinds have been bullied themselves. And when you see this other person not as this attacker, but you start to see them with compassion, it's amazing how that actually can shift the situation around sometimes. That, you know, your fear, if your child is really afraid, sometimes a little bit of empowerment advice for them is also really in order. And, you know, I just think that making sure that it's a known situation, that you're really talking to you know, the school, talking to the administrators, not hiding it, teaching your child that this is not something you need to hide. There's no innocent bystanders in bullying, and it's just something that everyone has to take a stand against. And yes, as a spiritual being, it's not okay to bully back. It's not okay to get involved that way. But, I mean, I actually had to get a restraining order against a really bad bully that was threatening my daughter so severely in high school. And after we pulled her out of school and put her in a different school, she still threatened her, and I had to get a restraining order. So there's a time to take a stand, and then there is a time to let your kids, you know, work through their things. And especially, you know, girls have to deal with that a lot. Moms with daughters have to deal with that a lot, the kind of bullying that's kind of catty and all of that. Best thing I can say is for moms to stay out of it with moms and let, you know, empower your own child by keeping the communication lines open and talking to them about it. Empower them by giving them the right words and the right things to say, but not necessarily saying them for them.
And you also, you kept a watchful eye, but you also, you let your kids know that you had a presence. If they have a social media page, you let them know, hey, you have the page, that's fine, but I'm going to be on this page.
Yeah, that's like a chapter in the book. If you're going to be on Facebook, I'm going to be your friend. There's another piece that I forgot. I didn't put in there, but this is another. If you are going to do that, one thing moms should be aware of probably is not making public comments, you know, because social media really is a way that kids, they can use it in a really good way, but they often use it as a way to attack other kids. And, you know, use that as a tool. When you're on their page, you can kind of figure out, you know, a lot what's going on with your child by just, you know, watching what their friends are doing and stuff. And it can be a very powerful tool, but you don't want to be really out about it. Like, certainly no getting in, you know, public communication, Facebook fights. I've seen that happen on Facebook too, where moms will start getting into arguments with their child on a Facebook page. You're like, oh no, please.
That's awesome.
That's really should be saved for home life, not like don't make it public, you know, but it really can be a great tool because it's amazing how much our kids' lives revolve around social media today. It's just a huge part of our kids' lives.
It really is. It's how it's often how they'll communicate with each other. And you're right, keeping it private and not publicly commenting and arguing with your kids is a great idea. I love that there's so much feedback coming on. We're speaking with Christine Carlson. She's the author of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. The newest book in the Don't Sweat series comes out today. Simple ways to stress less and enjoy your family more. Again, the website is don'tsweatmoms.com. We're going to keep going with some more feedback. Let's go with Tracy. Tracy's in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she writes, Steve, you attract the best guests ever, and I want to personally thank Christine Carlson for having the bravery and courage for continuing the series she began with her husband. I admire her as an empowered woman and will share this interview with others. Could you please ask her any advice she has for moms who are also who haven't lost sight of the fact that they're still women and want to date their husbands and still want to have those type of dates? And how do she suggest she puts in parentheses getting rid of the kids for those type of dates and those moments? What is the balance she should look for? Thank you in advance.
Well, what's her name?
Tracy.
Tracy, what an awesome question, Tracy. And I love that because, you know, one of the things that Richard and I always did was we really prioritized our relationship first. And you know, we realized that our children were actually, you know, they actually came after the love relationship that we had for each other. And we also realized that the greatest gift that we had to give them was the love that we had for each other now, you know, when we were parenting together. And we always prioritized having date nights, you know, and really just spending time away from the kids. You know, that's just a beautiful thing. You know, to keep that passionate spark alive amidst children is very difficult because children, once you have them, they pretty much take over your entire world and your entire life. But you know, being a woman and being a mom is such an important balance. And, you know, I just think that, you know, you can decide to do that really early on by taking care of yourself and by taking care of your connection with your husband. And, you know, it's very important. It's an important function for a woman to maintain her sexuality even when she's a mom and to keep that interesting and alive. And whether or not you're single or you're divorced or you're married, it's important just for your own identity to keep that spark alive. And you can do that many different ways. I mean, I really encourage in a chapter in this book, it's really about moms identifying what makes them feel really feminine outside of being a mom. And it could be just really, you know, just simple things like the kind of blouse you wear, the kind of lingerie you wear. It doesn't have to be something really outrageous that you do. But I also encourage moms to, you know, do the outrageous. Like go ahead and take a salsa dancing class or even a pole dancing class. One of my favorite things I ever did was take a pole dancing class with a group of moms, and it was so fun. It really did keep that energy going in our lives, and it was super, super fun too. I mean, we had the giggles every time we took that class because, you know, it was so outrageous for us moms to be out there pole dancing.
and
I'm a grandma
so much
today, and I'm a grandma today, and I'll tell you what, I would still go pole dancing, so.
and it's fun, and I think that this question from San Antonio, Graciela in San Antonio, says, every time Chris is on, every time I hear an interview, she has such a great personality. Being a fan of the series as well, and her books in particular, I tend to notice that while she's extremely spiritual and focused, I can't help but think she has a great sense of humor and doesn't take things too seriously. Could you please ask her what role laughter and not taking things too seriously plays in her everyday chaotic life?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, that laughter is huge for me because I think if you can see, I mean, really honestly, I think if you can see that the universe or God or whatever you want to call the greater picture has a complete sense of humor for all the paradoxes that we are in as human beings. I mean, I have always seen that as funny, and it is funny. I mean, you think about just all the situations that we get into as human beings on the planet, and it is pretty funny. And I think that laughter is one of the great healing forces that we have. It's as great as our tears, you know. And one of the things I've identified among women today, too, is that, you know, we have to give ourselves permission to feel our feelings, you know, that it's okay. Like on the day that you feel like crying and you don't have a great reason to cry about, cry anyways. On a day when you get the giggles and you just want to laugh all day, laugh your butt booty off. You know, I mean, it's such a great feeling to just express all the different feelings that we have, and your feelings are always there to tell you something.
Travis, Travis is at Mildenhall Air Base in England. What's going on, Travis? Hello to my brothers and sisters serving at Mildenhall. Travis writes, Steve, excellent guest today. I can only imagine what it would be like to be a mom. How can I, as a husband, empower my own wife and make myself approachable for her to come up with ideas like this? Sometimes I feel like I may not be doing the best job. Does Christine have any advice for husbands who want to empower their wife, their mother's child, as much as possible?
Oh, yeah. Well, the first thing I would say to you is go out and buy this book for her for Mother's Day. That would be the easiest thing to do. But how can you support your wife? You know, I think the best way that a man can always support his wife is by acknowledging her hard work and what she does. So much of being a mom is invisible, and it's not like it's so productive, but you don't have like a lot of visible end result. But if you can acknowledge her and constantly tell her, you know, geez, you are an awesome mother. I mean, I'm telling you, a woman cannot receive a greater compliment than the fact that she is being a great mom. You know, when you notice the things that she's doing right, she'll start noticing the things that she's doing right, and she'll feel empowered as a mom. And I think that that's probably in supporting her to take time for herself. You know, go ahead and take the kids, you know, and let her go to the store by herself. You know, just the simplest things, when a woman can just go and have, you know, 10 minutes here and there to herself during the day and take a time out from her kids, it makes such a huge difference in the woman that she brings back into the house, the woman that she is able to be patient and more loving and kind when she's had that opportunity to give herself some of that. And I think that's probably the best support role any man can play in his wife's, in your family life, is to support your woman, support her in the job that she's doing, and tell her she's doing a really good job. Celebrate her.
Celebrate her. And again, this what this book really is a celebration of empowered moms, a celebration of empowered women. And folks, we're speaking with Christine Carlson. She's the author of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. It came out today. Check out don'tsweatmoms.com. That's don'tsweatmoms.com. I promise you I'll get to as much feedback as I can. I'm going to keep going. Going to keep going with Ashley. Ashley is in Tampa, Florida, and she writes, excellent conversation. I'm curious about, I have two teenagers, God bless me. Could you please ask Christine, I heard her mention that she is now also a grandmother, do you ever stop being a mom? I have a feeling this never ends. Could you please ask her? And thank you for writing such a fantastic book.
Oh, my God. No, that is so hysterically funny because, yeah, once a mom, always a mom. That is for sure. And, you know, but isn't that beautiful? And yeah, you know, the job as a mom really changes and shifts as your kids get older. And it really becomes more your job to step back, to really step back and let them fly. And that means, you know, sometimes you have to hold back even on giving advice, you know, letting them figure out what their plan is, what they need to do next. You know, this is all about becoming an empowered human being, and being a resilient human being comes from having to make choices and learning from those choices, learning from the good things that you do and learning from the mistakes that you make too. And yeah, no, it's a job that's never done, but it is a job that gets easier. And let me tell you something, being a grandmother, being a nana is one of the greatest, oh my gosh, it is the best joy in the entire world, because you really don't sweat the small stuff because your kid is sweating it now. And it's awesome. I get all the joy. I get, like, I mean, Caden, especially the firstborn one, he's 2.5 now, and he is just, oh, he is so yummy, and he just loves his nana so much. And then the baby is 6 months old and just so cute, but I'm so bonded with Caden, and I was able to spend Mondays with him, even when I had a book launching. Do you remember that, Steve? I would spend my Mondays, Nana Mondays, I called them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't do anything on Monday except for hang out with Caden all day because Jazz was in school, and it was the best time I could have ever spent. And he and I are like, you know, when I'm around and he's around, it's just the two of us. We're in our own world. It's a beautiful relationship.
Well, you are a very hands-on mom. You're a very hands-on nana. And the relationship you have with your daughters and grandkids are incredible. And that's why at the beginning of this book, beginning of this conversation, I wanted to point out that you are this book. There are a lot of people who write things that write them for marketing reasons and all this, but that's not, this is you. This is you being you, and it's a fantastic celebration of wisdom, empowerment, and I think that it has a perfect combination of freeing people, freeing moms out there from the shackles of that, of other people's opinions, the shackles of your own story and striving of perfection, and then it injects a perfect amount of empowerment and humor to help people really release the greatest version of themselves, not just as a mom, but as a woman, as a person, as a friend, as a sister. It's got a combination of everything. And folks, again, the book is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. For those of you who are fans of the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series, this book fits in perfectly. And I'm so glad that you did decide to pen this book, because I think it's going to have a tremendous impact all over the world, just like the rest of the Don't Sweat books. The website is Don't Sweat moms.com, and I'm going to try one more feedback. This is going to come from Terry. Terry is in Massachusetts, and she writes, "Steve, I love Christine's outlook on life. On a previous conversation you had with her, she talked about the process of reinventing yourself, the process of always keeping it new and exciting in her life. I'm curious what she's going to do now that she's done writing this book. She sounds like she's so dynamic and full of life. What is, does her process of reinvention continue on to this day? And please thank her from Massachusetts."
Aw. Yeah, well, you know, that's a great question. And yes, I feel like as human beings and as a woman, you know, we're always evolving, and certainly I'm always evolving and growing as well. And, you know, the truth is I never know what my next step is going to be. And I'm allowing this process of this mom's book to unfold first, and then we'll see. You know, we'll see where I'm led. I'm in a great place in my life because I'm almost 50. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying that, because that just seems like such a huge milestone. But I'll be having my 49th birthday in a couple months. And, you know, that's like, to me, that is the true reinvention stage, because I have my health. I have all this wisdom, and I have my freedom. You know, I'm pretty much going to be a free bird by the time I'm 50. So who knows what I'll do? Who knows where I'll fly?
I love it. And as part of this, I know that you're doing a bunch of media, and I want to let people know that to check out don'tsweatmoms.com. Don't forget, Chris is also going to be on the Today Show in a couple of weeks, is it?
Yeah, April 30th. Yeah, that's so exciting. It'll be so fun to be back in New York and go be on the Today Show. And
it'll be a lot of fun. And again, I think that the impact that books like this have, there's not a lot of books that are written by folks at your level, where what you just said for me as a student of the self-help industry, when you have a book written by somebody who's only writing it to share the knowledge, they aren't writing it because they're trying to build something else, not writing it because they need to do anything. You wrote this book because you wanted to share this knowledge, and books like that are powerful. They are impactful on a global level, this kind of philosophy and this kind of living. You never even know the impact this has. Just, I wish I could show you all this feedback I'm getting, people who said they've been reading this series for years and years, and the impact that it has. Your Hour to Love book, anytime I mention you, I get feedback about how impactful that book was. So, Chris, you're doing fantastic stuff, and this hour flew by.
Oh,
I want to thank you for coming on the show, for writing a book like this, for sharing your life, for putting yourself out there, regardless of the you know, you've had some interesting times in this past few years, and putting yourself out there, something you don't have to do, but you feel that you want to do this and you want to share this. It's a tremendous thing, which makes me proud to be your friend. Congrats on another fantastic book, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Steve. And I speak for all of your listeners when I say, you know, thank you for your great work, and thank you for your great inspiration in my life, because I certainly wouldn't be writing these books today if you hadn't stepped in and helped me become, you know, who I really am today and be clear on my message. So thank you.
We're all on the same team. And, folks, I want to make sure that you know this amazing woman we just had a conversation with is Christine Carlson. She's the author of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. That's Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. Simple Ways to Stress Less and Enjoy Your Family More. The book hits stores today. I'm so excited. A new Don't Sweat the Small Stuff book. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series has touched millions of lives all across the globe. Mine included. The fantastic work started by Richard Carlson continued with Christine Carlson. They've co-wrote some books. These are timeless, for me, timeless treasures of wisdom. The newest, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Mom, Simple Ways to Stress Less, Enjoy Your Family More. Christine Carlson, this is a fantastic Mother's Day gift. It's a fantastic gift every single day. Make sure you check out don'tsweatmoms.com. That's don'tsweatmoms.com. Ah, what a great conversation. Folks, these are the times that I feel so happy and so blessed that this is what I get to do. I get to have conversations with some incredible people who are really shaping the way that our world operates. It's really incredible. And I was a part of this process from the beginning. And seeing the work that Christine put into this book and seeing the heart that she put into this book, it's an honor for me to even talk about it and to share it with all of you. So please, we want to support authors like this. Make sure you check out don'tsweatmoms.com. That's don'tsweatmoms.com. The author, Christine Carlson. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. Make sure you say hi. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. If something Christine Carlson said inspired you, empowered you, make sure you let other people know about the work that she's doing. Let other people know about where you heard the show. Let's keep sharing. Let's keep empowering. Let's keep living. Don't just say it, be it. Don't just pray it, do it. Get out there and participate. And don't forget, check out don'tsweatmoms.com. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. No matter where you are, what you're doing, never forget, this New Yorker loves you. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.